Chapter 2, Mishnah 1, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Paras Chatas Hamuberes. If the para, the red heifer cow, is pregnant, so we're actually going to see later that it's machlokas, because there is a disagreement if the animal just had, was just mated with another animal, so already some opinions say that's it, it can't be used as a red heifer anymore. So, well, okay, so a paraduma, a red cow. Heifer's English, yeah. If it's an English misnomer, yeah. Anyway, but this over here is going according to the opinion that it was still kosher if it had relaxed, right? But then what happens if it got pregnant? So Ksheira says the Mishnah, it's still, if the first opinion says it's still kosher, the Chachamim poslim, but the rabbis disagree, and they say that it is pasul. If it became pregnant, it's pasul. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eina nilkachas minagoyim, you were not permitted to buy a paraduma from a Gentile, and the reason being because you don't know what was done with that animal, right? Anything could have been done with that animal, and you don't know, so you weren't allowed to buy it from them. But the rabbis disagreed. The rabbis said you can, because we assume that it's not in the non-Jew's best interest to do funny things with the animal, and therefore we assume that the animal is still kosher. Not only when it comes to the paraduma, any sacrifice could come from inside Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, from new, if it was a produce, it could come from new produce or old produce, except the omer offering and the two loaves that were brought on Shavuot, they had to be brought from new produce, and only from produce that grew inside the land of Israel.